Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Jill Hubbard, Mylon Yurkovich, and Dr. Sherry Keffer. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Yes, it is. And joining Steve Arterburn today, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Jill Hubbard. Welcome, everybody. We're glad you're with us here today on New Life Live.
We're delighted to be
Steve.
Here.
Hi, Steve.
You guys, it is. I just went and voted. I just voted in the Indianapolis primary. As you know, that determines everything.
I know. Don't you feel like you're making a difference?
Of the world. And you know what? That's such a great thing. My wife and I were talking about that we weren't really able to vote for the person that we were wanting to vote for in the beginning of all this. And that was kind of bugged us. But our thing is, okay, but let's vote in a way that makes the most difference. Mm-hmm. Use your vote to make the most difference that you can, even though it's not what you want. And that goes against a lot of people who think that you should not vote for anybody that doesn't have all
the values. There's different ways of looking at it, for sure. Yeah. I'm just excited that California is going to matter this year.
Yeah, they will. So. Oh, my goodness. big time, I guess. Anyway, if you'd like to join us on the program, it's 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. And every time we do a workshop, we talk about grief and grieving. And I've got 10 tips for healthy grieving. And one of those tips is write the person that you lost. Write them a letter. It doesn't mean you're going to send it to them, but you write out your feelings.
You can't send it. You know?
Well, if they're dead, no. But I have known people. I know a man who paid for an abortion, and he wrote that baby a letter, went to a place by an old tree that he would recognize, and he buried it there. And it was very symbolic, but it helped. It was like, okay, that's the day I let this go, you know, and it became kind of the official line of demarcation. Nothing wrong with doing that kind of thing. That's for sure.
No, I think it's important to do that. And sometimes you can take it to the gravesite and read it to them and then burn it and do things symbolically that you can look back at and say it's done.
So that's one way of letting go. Another thing about grieving is to let yourself grieve. You know, somebody was saying to me, I've lost my faith. I don't want people praying for me. And I just don't know what to do. And I said, well, just go with it, you know. If you are irritated that they're praying for you, then just in your mind go, yeah, why don't you go pray for yourself? Look at all that stuff wrong with you. Go pray for that. And then I said, if you just let yourself go a little bit, probably the next time somebody says, I'm praying for you, you'll probably be able to receive it a little bit better because you'll have gotten it out of your system and all. We got to let ourselves, when we're really in the midst of grief, you got to let yourself be human. Please, at least do it then. If not any other time, us Christians, sometimes we're just not very human, especially not to each other. Mm-hmm. All right. If you want those 10 tips to grieving, well, no need to grieve. You can just call us 1-800-NEW-LIFE. I'll send them to you. Our way of saying, hey, here's something that might help. And, you know, there are others. There are 10 of them. I gave you one. Journaling helps. And then also having somebody that you can call. Just to is going to be there when you need them. Kind of like a sponsor, you know. You can have a grief sponsor just like you can have a sponsor in a recovery group. All right, 1-800-229-3000. You want to be on the program? If you want those 10 tips on grief, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. life. We're really glad you're with us. A lot of programs, they're not glad you're with them, but we are. We love you. We care about you. We want to see your life transformed. That's why we're here. Transformation. We'll work on that as soon as we come back from this.
I'd found the pornography on the computer. He had been signing up for a number of dating and sex solicitation websites.
The Women in the Battle Workshop is designed for women dealing with a man's sexual addiction issues.
I didn't know anything about sexual addiction or the recovery process or anything. And one of the resources I found was Dr. Sherry Keffer talking about what it was like to go through the trauma from someone else's sexual addiction or betrayal, and I knew I'd found the right place.
Join Dr. Sherry Keffer June 24th through the 26th in Dallas, Texas.
As soon as I got there, it was a very welcoming, safe environment.
Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE to register or to find out more. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
Women in the Battle was hands down the most productive, effective, and helpful workshop I've ever been through.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Hardiman here with Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Jill Hubbard, and your phone calls. And right before we go to the calls, I have to tell you, tv.newlife.com continues to astound me and others. When we were at Loser for Life last weekend, people were talking about it. And today there's a video. I would love for you to see this. It's about those everyday triggers and what do you need to redirect them. Those things that send you right out there to chocolate or fast food or pornography or alcohol. Doesn't have to be that way. Now listen to this clip from tv.newlife.com. I go from my trigger, not to a substance, not to a substitute, but I go right for another person that can encourage me, maybe come see me, maybe pick me up, maybe say, I'll meet you at this meeting right now. I might have to call four or five people. But what I don't do is I don't let the trigger drive me to anything else but connection with another person. And that's what I want for you, to retrain the brain, to transform the thinking. Now, we've all heard this verse, Romans 12:2. Be transformed by changing the way you think. Isn't that weird that you could totally transform your life by changing the way that you think? And it's real simple. Every time I'm triggered to do something from my past that has destroyed me, I call somebody. Well, one of the people I often call is Dave. You know, he's the recipient of my plea or confession or whatever. And I was awfully worked up over that little video there. As I was listening, I was thinking, Steve, settle down. But it's something I'm passionate about. It really is the key to a whole new life. When you let something that could trigger you one way set you off in a totally different direction. Now, you just go to tv.newlife.com. You can watch some of these for free. Then you sign up. It's one of the greatest bargains ever. Lives are being transformed because of tv.newlife.com. Very exciting to see what's happening there. Let's go to the phones, and let's go to, how about Cindy from Savannah, Georgia?
Oh, Tennessee.
Cindy, it's Tennessee. How are you?
I'm fine.
What's going on?
My question is me and my husband have been separated for about 5 months. And the reason for the separation is I felt like, you know, we had been already divorced, just living in the same house, and he drinks and started hiding money and lying, or in my eyes, he says he didn't, but lying about money, and it just got to the point where me, you know, it's been about going on for maybe 12 years, And so I went and seen a lawyer, and the judge had put him out of the home for, I have three children. And now we've been separated, and he's been telling me he's doing better, but about a week ago, he called me, and he was drunk, and he said a lot of bad things, and the children do not want him back in the home.
Well, do you?
And where I'm...
Do you?
No.
Okay.
No.
So what's the question for us then?
The question would be, is how long do I wait for him to get better? He does not want me to go through with a divorce in the fear of losing or having to separate our property and things like that. But how long do you wait? Because now the children are getting really frustrated because I think they feel like their lives are put on hold and they don't never know what's happening next.
I think, Cindy, you're asking the wrong question. It's not how long you should wait, but what should you demand and expect of him?
Right.
Which means you could be waiting forever. I mean, you wouldn't wait forever. You need to move on if he's not going to do what needs to be expected. Now, what do you think would be the minimal level of expectation for him? I'm doing really good now. I feel really great. Is that, no. What do you think he ought to have to do?
Well, I mean, right now, since he called me a week ago, he's wanting to go and get help. But he said he's actually going today, like, to AA or Teen Challenge or something like that.
Great.
Good.
Great. So what you want to do is be sure he knows that after he's done that for a year, you want to talk about you guys getting back together.
But do you go through with a divorce?
Well, if he's getting help, I might put it on hold. You know? I just might put it on hold.
It was about a year ago, last year in the spring, that he swore to me that all this was going to stop.
Okay, that doesn't matter. That's irrelevant.
His words don't matter, Cindy.
He didn't get any help.
It's what he does. You need to see action.
So if he's getting help, you put it on hold. And then when he stops getting help, you go through with it. And he should know that. Okay, I'll put it on hold. I see you're getting some help there. Great. The second you quit going to AA meetings, I file for divorce. If you don't go to at least one AA meeting a week for whatever reason, I'm going to file.
At least one.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm filing.
More than that.
Should do three or four.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So how do you then get the children to, like, come around and warm back up to them?
Well, he'll be a different person.
Cindy, it's one step at a time. I don't think you have to worry about that yet. They're mad and hurt, and their dad
is trying to protect you, too.
Disappointed them. So let's see if he's going to get help.
Yeah, and you take them and yourself to some Al-Anon and Alateen meetings, see, and that will help them develop the right frame of mind where they're not excusing, they're also not holding a grudge, so that they're affected by this in the least possible way. And I'm really glad that you called. I'm going to send you a Life Recovery Bible, and I think that's going to really help you in your walk, because, see, you need to be in recovery, too.
Mm-hmm.
You need a lot of recovering people around you that can just give you the kind of good old-fashioned advice that all of us need in these very, very difficult times. All right, 1-800-229-3000. We're in the studio for 2 hours today. Let's go to, how about Connie, Dallas, Texas. Hello, Connie. Welcome to New Life. How could we help you today?
Well, I want to ask, after 45 years of marriage, my husband has finally came clean with some indiscretions in the past, and he says he's now an open book, Uh-huh. And so I, he told me some things, and it kind of shocked me, so I forgot about some things I wanted to ask him. So I want to know, when should I stop asking about these past histories? Because after that day, I had some more questions, and he got really angry because I'm still asking. He said I'm not going forward, but I keep asking questions about things that happened in the past.
Yeah. Okay, well, I want to hear from Jill and David. Here's what I say. He needs to be willing to answer any question that you have. But the fewer questions you have, not the better for him, but the better for you. We've just dealt with this so many times that the details, and I, you know, it's one thing to know, okay, well, I want to find out what's the pattern he, you know, how does he deceive so I can head this off at the pass. But if it's just about details about an encounter and how far and all those things, I think those can really hurt you more than to help you. But let's hear from Dave and Jill what they think.
Well, I think the more details you know, the more you have to overcome and get, you know, get mm-hmm. past and forgive. If there's something that doesn't make sense, you can ask that. That's something that I would ask a question about. If you're wanting to know some detail about something, then I would assume the worst and not ask a thing. But Steve is right. He needs to be an open book and be patient with you with that process, because, you know, the best day of his life was when he finally confessed, and the worst day of your life is when he finally confessed.
Right.
And he needs to understand that.
No, he really does need to understand that. And it's not just a one time, okay, here it is, now we're moving on, right? Because then that, you know, he's kept it a secret all these years mm-hmm. for himself. Now he's telling you for himself. And you just learning about this, it's going to bring up all kinds of things inside of you.
And sure,
I think you need to be able to ask enough until you feel like, okay, I understand, you know, I have the gist of what has gone on. And I feel like he's willing to be truthful with me now, because it's about feeling, you know, deceived and betrayed and not wanting to be fooled again. And so feeling like you've gotten to a place with him where he really is dealing with it differently
mm-hmm.
with you, right? So it isn't just, okay, he's controlling, here's some information now, be happy with that and move on.
Mm-hmm. In a way, that's true, and I get that. I did force him to do that. I told him, either you go get fixed or I'm gone. I'm out of here, because I knew deep in my heart these things had happened, but he mm-hmm. never came clean with me until he's been going to some classes, and they encouraged him to tell me. But when he did break down and tell me, he almost found fault through me as to why he did those things.
Right. Mm-hmm. There you go.
You know, not yeah.
So that causes you to question the sincerity of what he's saying, right?
Exactly.
More like,
but what's he doing? What's he doing to get better?
What's he doing to get better? Well, there's mm-hmm. a church here in Dallas that he's going to some classes, and they're for men, and I guess they're able to open up and, you know, talk about the things that's in the past, things that they've done. Mm-hmm. And he says the counselor just pretty much listens to them, and then they kind of talk about it, and you just kind of encouraging them as to what they could do to help themselves.
Well, let me tell you something.
Here's
the problem. Mm-hmm. Sometimes a man will find other men to sit down and talk to, and they'll describe this fire that's burning within them, lust. They talk about that fire down inside. And when they talk about it, other men will say, I have that same fire. If they aren't able to help each other put the fire out, then that's really not going to be very helpful, is it?
Exactly.
And that's why we believe in getting guys in front of some counselors that have worked with a ton of other guys, and let's go put the fire out. Let's don't just try to blow the smoke away, you know, or let's don't just talk about it. let's go do something about it. And one of my favorite commercials is this bank is held up, and the security guard's there, and the woman says, "Do something," and he says, "Oh, I'm just a security monitor. You know, I don't do anything but monitor." And by the way, yes, there's a robbery going on right now. And so you don't want So you don't want him. You don't want the whole thing to be that he's just sitting down with some other men.
It's just intellectual.
And saying, "Oh yeah, mm-hmm. I struggle just like you." So you need to know what they're talking about. And if you don't see progress, then you need to tell him, "Hey, go to every man's battle where they've worked with 12,000 of you guys, and so many have found freedom."
Okay.
All right. Okay, now, I'm going to send you a copy of the Emotional Freedom Workbook for you, and I hope that's going to help you with all this. But whatever you do, if you could get maybe yourself to Women in the Battle, oh, that'd be so helpful for you. You need to do something for you, no matter what he does for himself. We'll be back right after this.
Come sail with New Life Ministries in Alaska, July 13th through the 20th.
I went on my own. Had never done a trip by myself before, so I was apprehensive. So if you think, "Oh, I don't have anybody that would want to go with me on this," trust me, you are going to find plenty of friends when you get there.
We'll depart on the Island Princess southbound from Anchorage, cruising by Hubbard Glacier to Glacier Bay National Park, and then stopping in Skagway, Juneau, Ketchikan, and ending in Vancouver.
I connected with God in a way that I had never imagined.
We'll start each morning with devotions. Then we'll explore each port, returning in the evening for fellowship and teaching from God's Word.
The teaching, every day, just getting together with everyone, getting to know everybody in the group. The whale watching was amazing. Kayaking, zip lining, so many fun times and memories I have.
To register or to find out more, call 888-770-6898, extension 103, or go to newlife.com.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
My relationships with my husband, with my friends, with my family are much richer and deeper and honest. Particularly my relationship with God, I see Him in a more accurate form and begin to trust Him more. There's joy and there's peace because I have the internal tools that I can trust. So it's radically changed my life. I'm just not even the same person.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
Take the leap, jump in, and go for it. It's changed my life completely.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're way back. Steve Arterburn here, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Jill Hubbard. We need your support. May you support us? Yes, you may, right here in May. Please call us. In honor of National Depression and Anxiety Week. I believe that's what it is, isn't it, guys?
Yes. That's what we've heard.
Yeah, National Anxiety and Depression Week. So this is a week that's set aside for everybody to get anxious and depressed. And I think that is just a fantastic
thing. Well, yeah,
thing
support us so Larry isn't anxious and depressed.
Yeah,
right?
There you go.
That's right.
So you can do it. You can do it. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And when you support us, what are you supporting? Transformation, not helping people feel better, but helping people transform their lives, getting connected with other healthy, transforming, strong, powerful Christians. That's what we want to see you do. Please call us and help us if you possibly can. 1-800-NEW-LIFE or go to that website, newlife.com. And don't forget, we got some workshops coming up. Take Your Life Back is in October. Brand new. Dave and I, we're just putting the finishing touches on the book. And Dave, I sent the manuscript as it is to Kim Dixon, who heads our operations here.
Mm-hmm.
She loves it. She is so excited about what's going to happen when people come to the Take Your Life Back workshop. What has you? What owns you? Who is it? What is it? Is it pornography? Is it depression? Is it bitterness? You name it, we're going to help you with it. We're going to help you take your life back. So find out about that. Right now, let's help somebody else take their life back. Let's go to Evelyn from WBYN, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Hi there. How you doing?
Hi.
Hi.
I'm surprised I got right on.
Yeah.
Hey, I have a question about marriage.
Okay.
That's right up your alley. I've been married 30 years, and we have raised 5 children. My husband at this point says our marriage has no heart, and it's very functional, works fine, but, you know, he doesn't see any, there's no warmth, no compassion, and we're stuck in a terrible rut.
Mm-hmm.
Our youngest still is at home, but otherwise they're all out of the nest.
Okay.
I guess some background would be that I personally wasn't raised with any kind of spiritual direction, and my parents divorced when I was 13. Not any expression of love in my home, so I learned to be insular, rely on myself, and I came up with the, I don't know, solution that love is expressed by doing, by taking care of needs, you know, but not, I've never been trusting, I've never been very emotionally connected. So I think over the years that my husband has accepted this, but then at one point in my life before I became a Christian was before we were married, I was very promiscuous, and I have been in counseling for a lot of years and have come to the conclusion that my promiscuity had to do with demeaning and belittling relationships. I was afraid of them, afraid of getting involved with anybody, and so if I could, you know, mark them down as not important, then I could push people away.
Okay, so what's the question for us? Oh, he found out about your promiscuity?
What can I do for my husband? He found out about my behavior probably 8 years ago, and he has not been able to move on to forgive me, doesn't want to forgive me. Mm. And now one of the things that you say is, you know, when you have a marriage problem, you go back to when you remember when the marriage was delightful, when you were on the same page.
Yeah.
But he says, well, we never had that. We have no foundation because you were a liar and you deceived me early on.
Mm-hmm.
So how do I help this man?
Yeah. Okay.
Neither of us want to get divorced.
Great.
Or intend to.
Well, I'll let Dave and Jill give a shot here, but I got to tell you, if he sticks with what he's doing, well, he gets to be miserable. He gets to run out the clock in misery. And you know what? We have found that that is really not a very pleasant option to take. And you don't have to take that option. But let's hear from Jill and Dave, what they're thinking.
Clarification, Evelyn. So this happened prior to marriage?
Yes, yes. And it was shortly, you know, while we were dating, while he thought we were exclusive. We were both in the military and separated by quite a distance. So, yes, I was two-timing him, basically. I was, you know, and pushing him away because I couldn't, was afraid of the closeness of the relationship.
Okay.
Does that make any sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. And then he never knew about it, and so that's where
he didn't know about it. Yeah.
Right. He feels hurt and deceived, thinking
he's
exclusive.
And, of course, you've said you're sorry, and you're right.
I did the whole, explained everything. He asked all the questions he wanted to ask, and I have been. He's unfortunately wanted to know every gory detail, dates, times, everything. And I, with reluctance, told him all of that. And now, you know, I think I wish I hadn't had to.
But, that's too big a challenge to him to get over in his mind.
Yep.
Yep. Well, I wish it hadn't happened, and it did. And that's the thing about us guys, that when something like this happens, not only do we have to feel the pain of it, but we have to feel the pain of forgiving it so mm-hmm. that we can be free of it, or we pay the price forever. We'll talk about that. We'll hear from Dave and Jill after this.
I was working at a Christian school for 19 years, and somebody saw something on my computer. It was a battle that I'd had all my life.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
I believed that I could do it on my own. I just believed if I tried hard enough and pulled myself up hard enough by my bootstraps, I could do it. I had to get help.
Find hope today at New Life's Every Man's Battle Workshop.
I heard about Every Man's Battle. I'd read the book, but I decided I'm going to look up that 800 number, and I called. I said, if I can get on a plane, can I come? That afternoon, I was on an airplane.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or log on to newlife.com.
Hearing that I needed to be in community was very helpful, but probably the single most helpful thing was to realize that I wasn't the weirdest guy on the planet, and it was just life-changing.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn from New Life Live, and I can't tell you how excited we are about New Life Television. It's an internet television channel at tv.newlife.com. Check it out. You'll see that there's exclusive content, content that we really don't have time to get into here on our radio program. We go down deep and we try to provide you the foundations of the stuff that we know and the stuff that we like to share with you. There's a day on biblical integration, in the news, life recovery, and it's only $9.95 a month, and that supports this ministry. It's an in-depth attempt to connect with you deeper and provide you with a stronger foundation of biblical wisdom from God's Word. Check it out, tv.newlife.com. tv.newlife.com.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
All right, we're back. We're talking with Evelyn. And sadly, Evelyn's husband, well, he was hurt. And it's hard for a military guy, a law and order guy. It's all rules and regulations to get over that. Dave, Jill, what do you guys think?
One of the things that I would suggest, Evelyn, is that you sit down with him and say, I want you to tell me everything you need from me for you to understand and be able to forgive and release it. And I will listen, and I won't defend, I won't explain. You just listen and make notes. That makes you very vulnerable. Mm-hmm. Which is a big step for you, and but it's going to take that kind of a step for him to understand. But what Steve said in the beginning about his miserable life, when we live in unforgiveness, we develop bitterness and resentment, and that ultimately destroys us. It'll destroy us physically mm-hmm. as well as emotionally and spiritually. Well, that's beyond your control. I know.
Mm-hmm. But I have asked him about forgiveness, and I've told him, you know, this is not for me, it's for you, the forgiveness. And he says he understands that his battle is not necessarily with me, but it's with God, because he does not want to forgive me right now.
Yeah.
Well, that's honest.
And he says, I'm in a losing battle, and he's angry at me for putting him there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, well, that is part of the process.
Yeah, maybe God has something to teach him in all of this. You know, James 1:2, rejoice when trials and troubles come your way, because God's going to teach you something.
But he may be
using this to explain why you guys haven't had a heart connection all these years. right? Mm-hmm. Instead of it being, no, you're afraid of being vulnerable and true, you know, emotionally intimate.
But so is he.
But he is too. Yeah, usually the other person is too, even though they're the pursuer.
So maybe what you say to him is not how you're going to get over this, but how can we develop an intimate relationship with mm-hmm. each other?
And how can we take those risks?
What do you think we need to do? And just listen to him and make notes and agree. Don't challenge or defend or explain. That's the key part of it.
And keep moving.
Yeah, I've tried.
Keep moving toward him, Evelyn.
I've tried talking with him a number of times in this, and I've gone to counseling, and he's just so loaded with bitterness at this mm-hmm. point, you know, he'll say, "Oh, you just go to the counselor so you can tell the counselor how rotten I am." Mm. You know?
Well, it's really sad how he feels
devalued.
Yeah, in 7-Minute Marriage Solution. One of those things not to do is to hold the past of your spouse against them, especially when whatever it is in the past was before the marriage, but it's not just that. It's during the marriage also. And so I'm going to give you a copy of that, but I want to give you a book to give him, and that's Forgiving the Unforgivable. That's really the book that he needs to read. And, you know, I tell you, the more help you get for yourself, the more free you become of all of this shame and everything, the better it's going to be for both of you.
But I wish that you could get into counseling together.
Yeah, I think that would be
key. Yep. Yeah.
I have suggested that, and he said, you know, first thing he says, I don't need to tell this sordid story to anybody else. You know, you have to do all the...
No, it's not about that.
It's about you guys learning to connect with each other and to develop compassion for each other.
Right.
And to be on each other's team and to see where you each have struggled.
Yeah, put it in a bigger context. Bigger context is that neither one of you have been very good at intimacy.
Right.
Well, and of all the options, he's chosen, really, the worst option you can possibly choose is just to stay bitter and angry and resent. I'll send those books to you. I wish we had more time or something that we could say to you that you could say to him and just everything would be cleared up. But there are no magic words when the solution is forgiveness. Mm-hmm. That's just something you have to decide. I met with a guy for lunch who couldn't forgive the guy that put the date rape drug in his daughter's drink. Well, he didn't rape her because when she consumed it, her heart stopped beating and she died, and they couldn't revive her. He couldn't forgive that guy. He wants to forgive. And I said, you know what? You got to set a date for you and your wife that by this date we will have done the work to forgive. So set a date 6 months from now and say, that's our target. If you don't hit it, well, at least you had a goal, you know? And so about 3 months into the process, if things aren't getting better, then maybe you need to step it up a little bit. Maybe it's another counselor, or maybe it's a different workbook going through all of that. But man, we've got to forgive.
Right. You know? And Evelyn, I think, you know, being aware that he's experiencing a lot of shame about himself.
Boy, no
right?
kidding.
And feeling he's, really bad about
inadequate.
Himself. Yes, he's feeling inadequate. So to have compassion for that is really important.
Wish you could see that video clip that we used in the marriage weekend of that lady who forgave the young man who murdered her only son.
Right.
And the freedom that she has. And he actually moved in next door to her after he was released from prison. And both lives were transformed because of her forgiveness.
Yep. And, you know, you just see these stories where somebody is able to accept that an evil thing has happened, and accepting of it is number one, and then forgiving the person responsible. That's really number two if you want to change everything. All right. Let me read you a testimony. A testimony from Every Man's Battle from Ricky. He said that, boy, going to Every Man's Battle, now that was an amazing experience. I was very apprehensive and guarded, but I changed real quick when I realized that in that room there were all these other men, and it was all the same battle as mine. The staff, the group leaders, everybody, they were so supportive and genuine, so I became empowered to overcome the addiction. And I began to move and overcome it. And I started to move with God and toward God and live the life that he intended me to live. Isn't that fantastic? Oh, I just love these stories. And that could be your story if you would just humble yourself and say, it is time for me to go. I've got to do this for me, for God, for my family. You call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We would love to see you there at Every Man's Battle Weekend. You know, I often talk about unresolved emotion, you know, like let's just say there's an unresolved emotion of shame, will often lead to obsession. You know, maybe you're obsessed with inferiority, and that could lead to something compulsive that makes you feel powerful, like sex. You could become a sex addict because you're so full of shame, so obsessed with powerlessness, and so sex makes you feel powerful. You get addicted to it. So the compulsion can become an addiction where you no longer have a problem. The problem has you, and then the addiction goes into destruction, destroys everything. You can turn it around. Maybe you're married to somebody and you need to help that person turn it around. Now, call us if that's you. Let us help you. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Let's go to Tony. Dallas, Texas, listens on Sirius XM Satellite Radio. We're there on channel 131, and we're there every day at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Tony, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you all?
Good.
Excellent.
Good.
What's going on in your life today?
Well, I promised Diane I wouldn't bog you down. I'll let you ask me the questions. But, you know, I have been a Christian since 1985. I walked away from the Lord for many years. I came back to the Lord about 6 years ago. I'm still struggling. I was an addict for 28 years of drugs and alcohol. I haven't done drugs in 9 years or anything, but I'm still struggling with alcohol at times. And I still struggle with pornography. And I prayed, fasted, you know, sought counsel, gone through 12-step programs for addiction and things like that. And I still just keep falling into the same garbage. And
why don't you go to Every Man's Battle?
Well, I'll tell you why. Because I had never heard of that or you all until 3 weeks ago when I did some channel switching on SiriusXM Radio and found you.
That's a great answer. Well, great reason.
Yeah.
Well, I got to tell you, first of all, you know, just thousands of men have found that that's really what turns it around from them. When they are able to connect with those other guys, work with a Christian counselor in that intensive setting. I mean, it really does make a difference. But you hear the music.
Yeah.
We'll take a break, and we'll come back, and we'll try to give you some help here. But that's really a big part of the answer. And of course, the other part, do you have a life recovery Bible? I bet you don't. I'm going to give you one of those.
I've got just about every other kind.
Well, I'm going to give you one of these because it's the one Bible that you need, and we'll get you a copy of that. We'll be back right after this for more New Life Live.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person for the first time in my life. I feel like I wasn't whole before or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife, and I'm a better daughter, friend, a better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
All right, we're back. Oh, my goodness. Just talking about divorce. It's horrible. We hate it. It's terrible. Don't do it. Work out your problem. It is, oh, my. It's just divorce. Horrible. Okay, Tony. Now,
yes,
let's give you some help here. When people go to AA or NA or any A, they either go or they work the steps. And I don't know, Dave, maybe you could talk a little bit about step work or something that you think.
So much of the step work needs to be done in relationship. Mm-hmm. And we can do it individually and still kind of hold back. And it loses its power because the power of the 12 steps is it brings us into relationship with others who share the journey. And that's what you'll find at Every Man's Battle. You're connecting with other guys, and that seems to be the piece that's missing mm-hmm. for you, Tony. You connect, but you don't connect on the issues to where it becomes a freeing process. That's my sense. I'm not sure.
Well, and addictions take you out of relationship. Go ahead.
Well, I drive a truck, and I'm gone 4 to 6 weeks at a time. I am a part of a church called Breaking Free in the Dallas, Texas area, and it's a ministry that deals with recovery, addiction, and things like that. But the issue is I'm gone so much. I don't get that contact. I don't have the fellowship. It's
so
part of my struggle.
You got to do what the other recovering guys do that are on the road. They got to figure out, how do I develop my on-the-road community? And so you got to get into – I've done – AA meetings that were international over the phone.
Mm-hmm.
There are some that are online. And, of course, just to get into a town and to say, I may have to sacrifice some miles here so that I go to that meeting and take 60 minutes and go connect with some people in that town. I don't know what kind of route you run, whether it's consistent going over the same territory. But that's what I would say you've got to do. You're right. You're missing that ongoing community, so you have to develop a community on the road. And if you can't pull that off, then you have to pull off the road.
Yeah.
I mean, really, it's just that important.
Hey, believe me, I don't even want to be out here. I hate driving a truck, but it's the only financial opportunity I have right now.
Right. I get that. So why don't you Google struggling recovering truck drivers and get in touch with some other guys that have figured this thing out, and I think you'll have some victory there. Do you have a Life Recovery Bible?
No, sir, I don't.
I'm going to send that to you, and you're going to love this. You really are going to love it. And when you do go to that...
talk about it, yeah.
Yeah. When you do go to your Breaking Free church... best thing you could do is say, I'm not breaking free. I need help. Be honest with them. Yeah. And you get some guys praying with you and stuff. Anything else you want to add, Jill or Dave?
I mean, you know, you are substituting and cross-addicting, so which is, you know, undermining the whole process for you. And I think the key is really the struggle with intimacy. That's foundational. for all addicts.
That's dealing with the pornography. And I think if you deal with that, you'll find that the alcohol becomes less and less of an issue.
And while we're trying to give you 32 weeks of counseling here in 32 seconds, let me ask you the $54 question, okay?
Yeah.
What are you so angry about? What is it?
Well,
what is it? Come on, you're there. Tell us. You can tell.
Yeah, I'm here. I've been trying to find that answer for many years.
What do you think it is?
I would like to say it goes back to before I became a Christian. But then, if I told you my testimony and how miraculously I got saved one night, I feel like God let me down at one time, and I think I never saw God as a loving father because my father wasn't a loving father. And
okay, so couldn't we just say there's both an anger over that dad that wasn't the dad you needed, wanted, and deserved, and a bit of anger toward God for not bringing the dad to you that you needed, or being the dad that you needed?
Yeah.
Well, go work on that while you're getting this group around, and you might discover there's freedom up ahead.
That's my story, Tony, because I had to deal with my issues with my dad 20 years after he died to become the man and the father that I had always wanted to be.
Yeah, I'm not the father that I want to be either, and I haven't been. I'm estranged from my daughter. I stayed that way because I didn't want to be around her with my addiction. I just refused to be a part of her life because of my addiction. And that's a terrible excuse, and it's a sorry excuse.
It is.
Because you chose your addiction.
It's one thing to have that as an excuse, and it's another thing to know it's a sorry excuse. See, so you're smart enough to know that's not good. So we want to see you free. And if you can ever get to an Every Man's Battle workshop, we have a lot of truckers. They just truck right on in. We love our truck driver listeners. And if you can come, you'll develop a fellowship that'll take you out on the road with you every day. It'll make a difference. I'm hoping and I'm praying that for you. And I'm going to ask everybody to pray for you and that father wound that you take mile after mile. Now you hold on. I'm going to get that. I'm going to send you Jill's book, Forgiving Our Fathers and Mothers, and I'm going to send you a Life Recovery Bible. I'm really, really glad that you called, and I hope we've helped you there. Now, we can't send Bibles, and we can't do this radio program if you folks don't support us. And if you could send us $20 a month or more, you could be a part of Club New Life. You get a CD every month. You get discounts on what we do. You get a major thank you gift from us. It's what keeps us going. Please, if you've ever thought about supporting us, do it now. We really, really need your help like we've never needed it before. Also, a gift of any amount. I've got a wonderful little booklet here. It's got everything you need to know about grief, or we can send this, we can send you a lot of different things. But let me send you the grief, Surviving Grief booklet. I really think you'll like it. A gift of any amount. Also, we need people praying for us. So if you go to prayer@newlife.com and just pray, if you can't do anything else, please, please pray for us. Please. If there's any way, do that. And we thank you, all of you who do pray. In June, you've got Women in the Battle coming up. In July the 8th, you've got Every Man's Battle coming up. And we've got an Every Man's Battle coming up here on the 13th, I believe it is. So you can really get your act together in May. And what a great way to go into the summer that you have done something you've never done before, and you're having the best summer of your life because you've done some of the hardest work of your life. So just call us. Let us find a counselor for you. Let us find a support group. We'll help you start a support group. Let us be part of this journey that you're on. And also, you know, maybe, just maybe, one of these 1,500 counselors in our network could be the answer to a whole new life for you. Thank you, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Jill Hubbard. God bless you too, and God bless all of you who listen and watch. We'll see you next time right here on New Life Live. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today.